Richard Pryor, The Real Lionheart, 1940-2005. The great comedian Richard Pryor has left us. Arguably the sharpest, most brilliant comedian of his generation, Pryor spent the last 20 years in the throes of multiple sclerosis and died at 65. There are few of today's working comedians who can say they didn't steal something, if only sensibility, from Pryor. In his heights, he shocked, inspired, and enlightened all within earshot. I remember listening to Richard Pryor in Goddard College's Third World Studies dorm in the wintry woods of Plainfield, Vermont, a group of brothers from Washington, D.C., from Nairobi, from Harlem, and Philadelphia, huddled around the record player, rapt with attention to a young, black, skinny comedian, hit by his punchlines as if struck, with some of us rolling on the floor, eyes full of tears, choking on laughter. But there was far more to Pryor than his jokes. Woven within his jokes was a deep and abiding love of black people, perhaps best personified in one of his characters called Mudbone. Mudbone was always portrayed with a deep, ebonic southern accent. He was an old man, one ostensibly uneducated, who never failed to elicit peals of laughter while dispensing brilliant pearls of wisdom hidden within the humor. For an all-too-brief period, Pryor hosted a TV network variety show where he again broke through the fifth glass wall. It was funny, of course, but it also was undeniably black and proud. His skits told about life unlike any of his contemporaries. In one skit, he portrayed a black preacher doing a telethon. The phones were silent until he announced that donations would be used to cover costs of sending blacks back to Africa. Then the phones rang off the hook. In another skit, Pryor played a bearer carrying tools for two white archaeologists at an Egyptian tomb dig. Pryor enters the darkness, lights his lantern, and marvels at the array of dark faces staring down at him from antiquity. Pryor says, "Hey, look at this! The ancient Egyptians were brothers, man! They were black!" The two archaeologists act as if they neither hear him nor see what he sees. They mutter to themselves, "Okay, old boy, I don't see anything here, do you?" No, Nigel, it looks like there's nothing here." Meanwhile, they cover up the hole and leave Richard alone in the dark Egyptian crypt. His best, therefore, was either on wax, on network TV, or live on stage. He was proud, brilliant, racked by the craving for crack cocaine, fearless enough to use it in his act, wild and crazy before comedian Steve Martin used the phrase, tortured, and yes, did I say brilliant? There are dozens of young people, perhaps hundreds of them, claiming him as their daddy on comic stages today around the world and around the nation, though few shine as brightly as did he. For years to come, he will make us laugh and think. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal, author of We Want Freedom, A Life in the Black Panther Party.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.